I wonder, could you tell me something about the history of the John Guy, how she was conceived and developed?
The John Guy was conceived primarily in the minds of those people who realized that the people of Belle Island were entitled to a much better service than they had been getting down through the years. And I think perhaps more than anything else that helped to highlight the need for this vessel was the difficulties we ran into in 1956, 1957, and again in 1958, when you remember we had ice blockades. The present boats in service, one ran aground, another one had very serious damage, which on two occasions resulted in the complete disruption of service. And it was obvious to us that something had to be done, and it had to be done right away, and here you see the results of it.
I wonder if you care to comment on the results. You've been intimately connected and keeping very close check on the progress of the construction of the John Guy.
She's more than lived up to my expectations, George. I think she's a magnificent ship. I think she's more than adequate for the service, and I think this ship will represent to the people of Belle Island a bridge with the city of St. John's.
In conversation with the captain, one of the things he indicated, he felt, and not in any critical sense, that the next thing that was needed as far as the Tickle service was concerned was better docking facilities.
I couldn't agree with the Premier more, and I hope that something will be done, that whatever government which assumes the responsibility will immediately proceed to build these docks, because we do need them.
Well, thank you very, very much. I see we're rapidly approaching this Belle Island terminal. Mr. McGraw, thank you very much for chatting with us. Mr. James McGraw, the Member of Parliament for St. John's East.